USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
An explosion shook the largely deserted streets of downtown Nashville early Christmas morning, shattering windows, damaging buildings, and wounding three people. Smoke from the explosion could be seen for miles. The FBI is now leading the investigation.
And we're putting everything we have into finding who was responsible for what's happened here today. As part of doing that, there are investigative leads to be pursued. There's also technical work that needs to happen. We will find out what happened here.
Matt Foster with the FBI speaking at a press briefing. New research indicates COVID-19 antibodies may provide protection against the virus for 6 months. Researchers at the National Cancer Institute found that people with antibodies from catching COVID-19 were less likely to test positive again for up to 6 months and maybe longer. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV. Everyone is watching it now. President Trump says he loves it. And more than 30 million Americans tune into Newsmax TV. With great shows and analysts like Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Alan Dershowitz, and a lot more. Every night you can watch Newsmax's number one show, Greg Kelly Reports. Greg Kelly and Newsmax are unafraid to tell the truth about the election, how big tech is censoring you, and Joe Biden's dangerous plans. You need to watch Newsmax TV. Get Newsmax on all major cable systems or check your guide. If you don't get Newsmax, call your cable operator. Tell them you want Newsmax. And remember, Newsmax is free on Roku, YouTube, Apple TV, Zumo, TiVo Plus, Pluto, Chromecast, and most smart TVs like Samsung and LG. And don't forget to download the free Newsmax TV app. All other cable news channels ask you to pay, but Newsmax's app is free. So start watching anytime, anywhere in the world.
Republicans shot down a last-minute Christmas Eve push from Democrats to rush through $2,000 stimulus checks for Americans. Democrats returned a favor by slapping down the Republicans' push to revisit the levels of foreign aid included in the spending package that both chambers passed earlier this week. Kentucky Republican Congressman James Comer reminding everyone,
"It's up to Congress to right this wrong, and I appreciate the Republicans standing firm on that, and I hope that we can eliminate that waste, fraud, and abuse in the budget."
Maryland Democrat Steny Hoyer has a message for President Trump.
"Surely the President of the United States, whether he's in Mar-a-Lago or any place else, ought to empathize with the pain and suffering and apprehension and deep angst that the American people are feeling and sign this bill."
Over 120,000 Americans are spending Christmas in the hospital with the coronavirus. Over 22,000 of those are in intensive care units. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Balance of Nature is fruits and vegetables in a capsule, changing the world one life at a time.
You guys, your customer service and everything, you guys are great. And the commercials talk about it, but I don't know if it really gives it true justice. People need to know, this is maybe the most amazing product I've ever tried. It's so pure, it tastes so good, I'm just blown away by it.
Balance of Nature is now offering 35% off on any new preferred order. Go to balanceofnature.com today and use discount code USA.
Arctic air is bringing bitter cold to parts of the east and south this Christmas Day. High winds and possible flooding are a threat for some areas along the east coast. Temperatures dropping to the mid-20s in Atlanta for lows on Friday morning. In the Great Lakes region, lake effect snow could mix with precipitation on the tail end of a massive storm system today and into Saturday for parts of New York State. As is tradition on Christmas morning, Cardinal Timothy Dolan joins NBC's Today Show with his Christmas message.
There's a lot of darkness out there. Mm-hmm. There are people still suffering with COVID. There's fear. There's apprehension. There's waiting and impatience about the vaccine and all of that. There's people who are alone this Christmas who usually would relish just the connection of family and friends. There's a lot of darkness. But what we say at this time of the year is that when all is said and done, when God has the last word, and he does, light conquers darkness. Now, that doesn't give us hope. I don't know what is, what will, and we need hope.
And finally, Santa isn't letting the pandemic stop him from catching some waves. The 11th annual Surfing Santas event went on yesterday in Cocoa Beach, Florida, albeit with much smaller crowds than the tens of thousands of people who usually show up. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.